For 12 miles, the river ran through an area flanked by plains that flooded whenever the river rose more than a few feet. At its highest stage, it could be 14 miles wide there, with most of the flooding on the southern side. That plain became a huge reservoir, and was the reason the Numa Ford became crossable before the Goja. But the last I'd heard, it was mostly drained. I know it. What about it? Ever since they took the south bank, the Shadow Masters have been building a levee from the downriver end, right along the normal bank. It's something that's been talked about for ages. The Prabhrindra wanted to do it, to claim the plain for farming, but he couldn't afford the labor. The Shadow Masters don't have that problem. They have 50,000 prisoners on it, Taglians who didn't get across the river last year, and enemies from their old territories. No one's paid any attention, because the project is one of those things that anybody who could would do. But, they've gotten the levee run out 8 miles to the east. That's not as huge a deal as it sounds, because it only needs to be about 10 feet tall. Every half mile they put in a larger filled area, maybe 150 yards to a side, like towers along a wall. They keep the prisoners camped there and use the platforms for materials dumps. I don't see where you're going. Shifter noticed that they'd stopped extending the levee, but they were still stockpiling materials. Then he figured it out. They're going to dam the river, partially, just enough to divert water into the floodplain, so they can drop the level at the Goja Ford sooner than we expect. I thought about it. It was a cunning bit of business, and entirely practical. The company had done a trick or two with rivers in its time. All it had to do was give them a day. If they got across unchallenged, we were sunk. The sneaky bastards. Can we get there in time?
Maybe. Even probably, considering you didn't wait to leave Taglios. But at the rate we're going, it'll be just barely in time, and we'll be worn out from fighting the mud.
Have they started damming yet?
They start that this morning, Shifter says. It should take them 2 days to get the fill in, and one more to divert enough water.
Will it affect Numa?
Not for a week. The water will keep dropping there for now. Shifter's guess is that they'll cross at Numa the day before they do at Goja.
We looked at each other. She saw what I saw. The Shadow Masters had robbed us of what we had in mind for the night before Goja. Damn them.
I know. This mud being what it is, I'll have to leave today to get there in time. I probably won't get back to Goja. Use Sindawe in our place. That town is a waste anyway.
I'll have to move faster somehow.
Abandon the wagons.
But
leave the engineers and quartermasters behind. Let them make the best time they can. I'll leave them the elephants. They're no good to me anyway. Have each man carry a little extra, whatever is most practical. Even the wagons might get there in time if they skip stopping at Vejagedya.
You're right. Let's get at it. I gathered my people and explained what we were going to do. An hour later, I watched Lady and the cavalry file away to the southeast. Mogaba's grumbling infantrymen, each carrying an extra 15 pounds, started slogging toward Goja. Even the old warlord carried a load. I was glad I had had the luck or foresight to send out the bulk of the stuff several days early. I walked with the rest of them. My horse was carrying 200 pounds of junk and looking humiliated by the experience.